Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today's message is entitled Starting Over. Sometimes we look back over our lives and realize what a mess we've made of it all. The choices we knew weren't right, but felt good at the time. The consequences that we must endure, and oftentimes we wonder if it's too late for any good to come out of our life. Others wonder now if the direction that they took was really in God's will, or was there a whole lot of self-will involved? You look at your life and wonder, is this it? Is this all there is? Will I be condemned to repeat my mistakes? Will I always wonder, what if? One of the most difficult things to do is to start over. For some, it smacks of failure. For others, it is an opportunity to have a clean slate and move on. I've never met a person who has accomplished their goals without starting over a number of times in their lives. It is part of the norm. You may not have done everything perfect the first time, or maybe life took you down a winding road. You could have started out doing one thing and realized it wasn't God's perfect will for you, and you are now faced with starting over for whatever reason. Here you go again. So why do you feel like a failure? Maybe you're looking at the time you spent going in that direction and feel that you've wasted your time. There is one fact that remains. With each attempt, you learned something. Whether you learned about yourself, life, or what you were trying to accomplish, your knowledge increased. And you learned a bit more about God, His character, His provision, and that prayer doesn't have to be a formal thing. Having to start over brings us closer to God. We come to the realization that only He can help and only He is in control. There is a verse that is ever so clear to me every time I've had to start over, and that is found in John chapter 15, verse 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I've learned that life has a lot of twists and turns, and some of the things that I thought I would accomplish in my life and people that I would befriend were mere assignments for a short season. The lesson for me was learning when to let go, trust God, and either go in another direction or start over. One of the many reasons it is so difficult to start over is because we get comfortable where we are. We know this, we can do this, but unfortunately, that's like beating a dead horse if that assignment is finished. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Well, another reason for which we find it difficult to start over is trust, or the lack thereof. If we really put our lives into the Master's hands, then we would go with the flow. An ironsmith cannot bend a piece of iron unless he heats it in the fire at a very high temperature. As the iron is heated, it changes its appearance and takes on the image or semblance of the fire. It becomes red hot, and then the ironsmith can pound it into the shape he desires. In the same way, we have to let go of our own rigidness and become pliable. We must allow the Holy Spirit to guide us so that we can be conformed into His image. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16 states, We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away, but their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil covers their hearts, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When we follow our own agenda, we are like the Israelites that depended on the law which veiled their hearts and minds so that they could not realize that the long-awaited Messiah was in their midst. Another reason why we have difficulty in starting over is fear. When we are pliable, when we are trusting and led by the Spirit, we find a freedom like no other. It is in this freedom that we take on His image and become pliable. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18 says, Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You know, we cannot be conformed to His image unless we are willing to, as Paul put it, count everything lost compared with Christ. Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. You know, we must look at the desire of our heart. We must check that out. Is it the same as in verses 10 through 12? Here's what that says. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. It is imperative that we not only keep our focus, but get the right perspective. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. Only He can change our circumstances, and only the Holy Spirit can guide us, direct us, and conform us to His image. We must understand that when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we surrendered our lives, we became a new creation. So all the old things were passed away, and we became new in every aspect. Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. We need to get a good perspective here, and I think these verses really, really stress that for us. Verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Yes, there are times that we have to start over. This does not mean that we are failures, but that we are being conformed to His will. And even if we make a wrong choice, He will work it out if we trust in Him. Fear not, for He says He'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. He's got your life in His hands. And He says so in Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Can we start over? You bet we can. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Whatever you go through, may this be your prayer. Lord Jesus, whatever I face, may I say, for this cause came I unto this hour. All my social, church, and family background, all my training, conscious and unconscious, has been to prepare me to meet the present circumstances and to meet them to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we've got. I'd love to hear from you via email buffy@swordradio.com or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.